Ashmaho Makirin, Mashma of the people of Golul would also know about the Trumas and Lishka, so it would be a doubt what they meant. I would say the Locher is Asurin, I would say it should be Asa. So according to Stira, you see Minas Sofa, according to Abuda, it's also Asa. So how could Abuda say by Nozir, Sofa, Nazir, Shigolu Kula? Or my Rabbi says like this, Gabe Kri, by the Kabbalah's Naziris there, if you say you had 100 Kri, we don't know if you had it or not, Kisavar, Kol Shas, Veke Chamim Avadai. Any time, if there will only be a doubtful Isser, it would be more strict than the Vada Yisr, then we say this Svara, Loi Mayo Nashla Sveka. A person in a Sofa does not put himself into the Yisr. Loi Mayo Nashla Sveka. Why is it more strict, a doubtful Naziris, than a Vada Naziris? Because if you make yourself 100% nazir, okay, keep 30 days, then you take your haircut and you bring kabbonis, you become mutter. Megalayich, you take your haircut or maybe korban. You bring a korban v'nechel, then you can eat everything. Mashenkin al sveka, but if you have a kasofik, whether you're makabal naziris or not, so truly go to chumra. We say you have to be nazir 30 days. But after the 30 days, you can't bring kabbonis, because we have a sofik whether you were really a nazir or not. Min asafik, you don't bring kabbonis. The klal is eschulun lazara. If you have a doubt whether you're included to bring a korban or not, you can't bring it. So therefore, al sveikul and motzim egaleich, you can't take haircuts because you can't bring kabbonis. So amulei Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava. What's going to be in the case of Amar Reini Nazir Olam? Let's say somebody says I want to be a nazir for always if I have 100 kur. So then, what will be the difference then? Even if he's a vadei nazir, he means to be a nazir olam v'ed. So also we can never become Ois Nazir. So what's the difference whether it's a Suffolk or whether it's a Vadai? In such a case, even Suffolk should also be Yasser. Or Malay Nazir Oilam Nami, no, there's also differences. Sveikai Chamim Avadai. Even if you want to say you want to be a Nazir Oilam Void, still there's a difference. Dilu Vadai, if you're a Vadai, you're 100% Nazir. The Locher is Hich Bitsaroi. If your hair becomes very heavy, you have such long hair that it bothers you, it's too heavy to wear, make a batar, you're allowed to cut it off with a razor. Or maybe shalosh beimis, and then you're allowed to bring a kabbonis. But v'ilo sveikoi, but if you only have a doubt whether you became a nazir or not, loy omar, you can't do that. Loy, you can't bring kabbonis. Because anytime you have a doubt whether you're a nazir or not, you can't bring kabbonis. It's called chulun lazara. So therefore, since if you'd be a nazir, a doubtful nazir, you'd be more strict than a vade nazir, then we say min asafi, you don't mean it. Mashen kein, in our first mission of stam nederim lahachmir, could even go according to Rav Yehuda, that there, min asafi is not more strict than a vade. A vade neder says don't need it, and a safik neder says the same thing, don't need it. So when the safik and the vade have the same halacha, then you have to be machmir. It's only if you're going to be machmir with the safik, that you're going to come out, you'll have to be more strict than a vadai. By a vadai nazirus, you could bring kabbonis. But a doubtful nazirus can't bring kabbonis. Then we say you don't mean to be a nazir. For the Gemara, what's going to be hareini nazir shimshin? My nazir shimshin means no matter how strong your hair grows, you're never allowed to cut it off. You have to be a nazir lo olam v'ed. My, there's no difference between a vadai and a safik. So mazamalei nazir shimshin latanya. That's not shchiach. People don't do it. We don't talk about that. Omalai, I will learn Vomer Rav Adam Arava Tanya Noza Shimshin. We did learn a case about Noza Shimshin. Omalai, Tanya Tanya. Like if you learned, you learned it. Enechnaim, it's like a true. If a person would be a doubtful to become a Noza Shimshin, then we would save him in a Sofik. He would also be a Noza Shimshin. Because a Noza Shimshin can never become, he can never finish his Naziris, no matter how heavy the hair becomes. So therefore, there's no difference between a Vadai and a Sofik. Rav Asher Yomei, he Rav Yudim Mishum Rav Tafani. That's Rav Shimon saying over the name of Rav Tafani. The time we learn like this. We have Yudim Mishum Rav Tafani. Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. In the case of a Sofik Naziris, neither of them become a Nazir. The Fishla Nitno Naziris El Laflor. A Nazir is only Laflor means if you speak out a pure language. Naziris is a special halacha. It says Laflor in the Pasuk that you have to speak out a clear language. So therefore by Naziris, any Sofik language does not make you into a Nazir. The Yochi is so Ma'irish and Nigna by Shavdu. Why the Afki of the Kri was lost or stolen, even if it wasn't lost or stolen? If you said, I'm only going to become a Nazir if there's 100 Kur here. If right now we don't know if there's 100 Kur there, so your language is not a pure language, you wouldn't be a Nazir even if you go home and count it. So why does it say only because it got lost or it got stolen, even if it would be there? The Teretz Yisrael Lodich Koyach Rav Shimon. It wants to teach us what Rav Shimon says. The Afgav the Nigva by Shabbat. Even though these kura got lost, they got stolen. Kisav Rav Shimon says still. Maya Linus Nashla Sav Lesveika. Even though it's a doubtful whether there was 100 kura there or not. And the person says, I'm only going to be a Nazir. If there's 100 kur there, Reb Shimon says, Tam Nazirus, you have to go to Chumra. Ben Achrami, the one that says, Tam Nazirus goes to Kula, could go, according to Reb Yehuda, to the Yod Minat Sofik, Lamar Linshanah Shalasveka. You don't make yourself into a Sofik Nazirus. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that for your test on the base. You're in the bottom by the two dots. We have Yehuda right there, Stam Trum of Yehuda. Then it goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a klal that Stam Nedorim was Lahachmir. When you have a neder, and we don't know what you really meant when you said it, so Minastam we go to Chumra, you meant to make a neder. Like if somebody says, Hareya like Kibosta Maliach. The Shalom, does he mean like a korban, or does he mean like meat of an Avodah Zarah? So we go to Chumra. Then the end of the Mishnah says, we have Yehuda said, Stam Trum of Yehuda is Asura. That we had Aloha, that Stam Truma is also. If somebody says this meat should be, or any food should be like Truma. So we have a Sofer, does it mean Ketruma Salishcha, that has an Issa Kedusha on it? Or does it mean like regular Truma, that's not a Dover HaNodur? So Stam we go Luchumra. We have Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, said a difference. That Stam Truma B'Yehuda Asura. In Yehuda, they're close to near Yerushalayim, near the Beis Hamikdash. They're used to having the Truma Salishcha. Therefore, by them, Stam Truma means Truma Salishcha, that it's awesome. And in Golol, it's Mutter. People living in Golol, further away from Yerushalayim, they're not used to the Truma Salishcha. So when this person says, Stam, this food should be yosa to me like truma, he means like real truma, which is not called the Dover HaNodur. That's muta. So Mara says, who do I miss Stam truma of Yehuda? Who do I miss Stam truma of Yehuda? So Mara's medaya called Makirin Asurin. So Masha from Yehuda, the reason why in Golol, the reason why in Golol he says Minastam it's mutter is because there they're not used to truma salishcha. They're away from Yerushalayim. They don't have the Truma Salishcha. So Stam Truma means Truma of Peiros of fruits, which is also Midiraisa. It's not called a Dover HaNodur. Alma, what do you see? Homakirim, but if they would know about Truma Salishcha, Asurin. Alma, what do we see? Sveika Lechumra. But according to Reb Yudah, we have a Sufik, what he meant in his Lashon, when he said this food should be like Truma, we would say it's Asa. So Reb Yudah also holds Stam Nedorim Lechumra. Aim a sefer, what does a sefer say? Stam charomim bi Yehuda mutarim. Somebody says this food should be like a cherim. In Yehuda it's mutar. Because in Yehuda they were used to having kahanim there. And stam charomim means something you give to a kohen. And what you give to a kohen is a regular matan, a regular present. It's not a dover, another it's mutar. Or the golol, or people living in golol, did not have kahanim around them. So when they said it should be cherim, there it's asurim. There they meant to say it should be like given over to the Bedek HaBayis that has Kedusha, that's awesome. Now, Shein Anshayd HaGolo Makirin Eschami HaKanim. And the reason why Reb Yudah says this, because the people living in Golol, looks like there weren't too many Kahanim living there, and people did not give them presents to the Kahanim. So if somebody said cherim in Golol, what he meant to say is this product, like Shigota Stam Charom, it means go to the Beis Hamikdash, go to the Bedek HaBayis that has Kedusha on it. So it's Mash Moho Makirin. Mash, the reason why it's Golol, it's also is because they don't know Kahanim. But Ho Makirin, if they would know Kahanim, they're also. And it would be a suffix, maybe when you say cherim, you mean to give it to a present to a kohen that has no kedusha on it. And such a thing, Allah would be mutarim. Is alma sveik lekula? So it's really a stira. Really it's a stira according to Reb Yehuda. One place Reb Yehuda is mashma stam would be lechumra, and one place mashma stam would be lekula. So it's a stira. Some rabbi abayis it like this. In the same mishnah, it's possible to say it goes according to two different mandiyomrim. Sefer Reb Lezer Reb Tzedeki. The Sefer that says Minastam, you go Lekula, that goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Tzedeki. The Tanya, Reb Yehuda Roimeh Stam Trum Reb Yehuda Asura. Reb Yehuda holds Minastam Trum is Osir. So you have a suffix, we don't know what he meant. we go to Chumrah. Minastam, we say, he meant to say it's Trumas Halishcha that has an Issa Kedusha on it. So he meant to be Tofus in the Dover Anodur. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Tzedek Omer, he says no. Stam Charomim Begolul Asurim. Here he says Stam Charomim in Golul is also Asur. So he says, why lefi shein makirin elachar mishmayim? Because in Golul they were not used to give a present to the Kohanim. In Golul for sure all it was is cherim shemayim. So that's why it's Asur in Golul. So the bottom line says, Hoyim hoyim akirim char mekanim, mashmer, if the people living in Golol would be used to sometimes giving presents to the Kohanim, that cherim sometimes means you're giving it a present to a Kohen, nami stama mutarim, then we would have said, minastam it's mutar. Why the sveika lakula? Because Reb Lazar, Reb Tzedek holds, minasafu be golakula. For Reisha, Reb Yehuda, v'seifa Reb Lazar. So pshash for now, mishta, there's no stira. The Reish of the Mishnah that holds Stam Nedorim is Luchumra goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever we have a doubt what he meant to say, Minastam, we always say he meant Luchumra, and it's Asa. This is, of course, talking about where he's not around to explain himself. But whenever the person is around to explain himself, that's what the Mishnah says, Upirushem Lahokil. The person has the right to explain himself what he meant to say, and if he says he meant to say Lakula, we believe him. When the person is not around and has nothing to say, then minastam we say it's the chumra and it's asa. And after we have a diyuk from the end of the Mishnah, that a stam, we don't know which way he meant, would go lakula, that goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik. But the loch attack is like our stam Mishnah says, that our stam Mishnah says, stam nedarim lachmir. Anytime somebody says a loshen, that minastam we don't know if he meant lachumra to make an isa neder or not, minastam we always say lachumra that it's asa.